Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K1RA activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. Repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL subaudible tone of 167.9 Hz for access. My name is Andy, and I will be your net control operator this evening. The purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio, on-the-air voice protocol, and net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build or refresh these skills through its nets. Second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs, whereby they can engage in information sharing in between our regular monthly club meetings and club breakfasts. Unlike our Sunday night net, we do not necessarily have a technical theme, but of course, technical discussions are part of amateur radio, and they are certainly allowed by net participants. This is a directed net. In the first phase of this net, the net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs. During this period, net control may offer or solicit a general question or comment. This is intended as a conversation starter for the net, and to grow the ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, join in an on-the-air conversation with comments of substance. Of course, any other comments you may have on amateur radio or your activities this past week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join the net should transmit and say their entire call. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all participants have checked in, net control will call each station and invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants should introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio activities this past week, and offer a response to any topic or question posed by net control. You have information for the group. You should unkey and wait for the beep that resets the repeater timeout timer before passing that information to avoid timing out the repeater's 3-minute timer. If you're always interested in any other relevant amateur radio or technical topic you may wish to comment upon or ask about during your turn. At the conclusion of their comments, net participants should ID and pass the repeater back to net control. This is K1RA. This is a QST to all amateurs. In general news of interest this week, we'll take a quick look at our FARA calendar. We have our upcoming monthly club meeting, second Thursday of the month. That would be January 11th, 7:15 at the PATH Foundation Building. Also, you may check in via WebEx. Please visit our website, w4va.org, for more information on either of those times, events, or locations. There's a VE test session on January 20th, sponsored by the volunteer examiners. First, we have our informal club breakfast, which is open to all at the Bistro at Fauquier Hospital on the last Saturday of the month, which would be January 27th. It was great to see so many people over this last weekend showing up for that event. And then finally on our calendar, we have Winter Field Day, which is currently being headed up by Justin, NB3A. That will be the 27th and 28th of this month. We will be holding that again this year in Crockett Park at Germantown Lake, the same location that we've done our summer field days. More to follow as the event gets closer and at our upcoming meeting. Other events, let's see, at our upcoming meeting, we will have presentation is a short one by Ron, K3FR, who's going to show us some progress on his indoor rotor system. And a longer presentation by Bob, KO2F, on Winlink and Vara. So please tune in or show up for that. I guess in this new year, being the first net of the new year, curious what people are thinking about when it comes to the hobby, maybe what your challenges or goals are this coming year. I'll note that Rich, W8KRZ, did a great presentation on the State QSO Party Challenge, which starts today. I don't believe the first QSO party is still for a couple of weeks. Wonder if you might be interested in following in his footsteps. Of course, the VAQP, Virginia QSO Party, is coming up as well. So we'll be spreading more information on our group's IO forum and in the meetings as well. Curious if you'll be participating in that. And I guess as far as upcoming contests next week, and I see the Ritty Roundup and Kids Day. So comment if you're into any of those on-the-air activities. Okay, so that being the end of announcements, I'll make a quick call out. Does anybody have a topic of interest they'd like to propose to the net before we take check-ins? Please call K1RA now. Okay, hearing none, hopefully one of those two comments or three comments I threw out there will spark some interest. Otherwise, please let us know what you're doing in the hobby this week. I will take a call for any Echolink stations. Any Echolink or internet stations connected to the repeater, please call now.
KY4DN. I'll be in and out.
Okay, Alan, KY4DN. Got you in and out. Thanks for checking in, and Happy New Year again to you. Okay, hearing no other Echolink stations, are there any mobile stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Okay, none being heard, we'll take a round of general check-ins. Anyone wishing to check into the Wednesday night net, please call K1RA now.
This is KO4VNZ, Chuck and Opal.
W4RKU.
K3FR.
AG4SR, Stephen.
Okay, net recognizes also Chuck, KO4VNZ, Kevin, W4RKU, Ron, K3FR, and Stephen, AG4SR. Are there any other stations wishing to check in tonight? Please call now. Okay, that recognizes a Danny, KD4WLD. I hope you had a good New Year and a good holiday. Thanks for checking in tonight. We've got you down as in and out. Are there any other stations wishing to check in tonight? Please call now.
Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor. No comment. Over.
Hey, Randy, WB7RAV, thank you for checking in tonight. Anybody else, before we start comments, please call now. Okay, I heard a station trying to call in. You're pretty noisy and your deviation is kind of low. Why don't you give it a try again? Maybe your call sign phonetically and get a little closer to the mic, please. Try again. Over. Okay, I got Kilo, Quebec 4, November, Foxtrot. Can you give me the missing letter phonetically, please? Got it. Kilo, Quebec 4, November, Foxtrot, Yankee. And did you say you were in and out, or are you going to hang around? Okay, got you as in and out. Very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Please come back again. We meet Wednesday nights and Sunday nights at 8 o'clock here on the repeater. Noticing your call sign, I'll say welcome to the hobby, as it looks like you're fairly newly licensed. So thanks for checking in, and hope to hear back from you again. Okay, that being the end of the first round of check-ins, let's go back to the top of the list. Alan was in and out. Chuck, KO4VNZ, hope you had a good New Year. What have you been up to in the hobby?
K1RA, this is KO4VNZ. Thank you, Andy, for taking the net, and prayers and wishes for your dad to get better, being probably the chief Elmer for the club. I think we all wish him well. I am done much in the last 2 weeks because I too have been getting over colds, and so as a family we only just Tuesday at our family Christmas because everyone had been sick. So I can relate to what Rich is going through. Not much, like I said, on the air now. For the upcoming year, the plan is to go digital, start doing some FT4, FT8, and Ready, and just work more contests and get better scores in the contests that I've already written and or ones that I've participated in the past. And that's about it, other than maybe, depending on what the Potomac Appalachian Trail Club does, I might try and find someone to sub for me for the Great Pumpkin Ride in October. That's all for me. This is KO4VNZ back to net.
Hey, Chuck. Well, better late than never than finally celebrating the holidays with family. Glad you still had an opportunity to get together. And hope you're all over your colds and illnesses and off going on the right foot. Feel good on picking up digital this year? Well, you know, my dad, if he's around, he's more than willing to help out all those you guys get going on FT8, answer any questions. Already a bit more challenging, definitely not as easy as FT8 when it comes to working stations. You actually have to tune the band to find them. Maybe just tuning around in the Ready Roundup this weekend, you can at least get a feel for trying to copy stations, if not making an effort to work them. You know, Mark K4SO has been helping out Keith, D9ATF, get his new radio set up for Ready. So we've got a couple of guys who are going to be trying that mode this year. Hopefully guys can get together and team up and learn as you go. Next on the list, Kevin, W4RKU. How are you doing?
K1R8, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Andy. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Yes, best wishes to your father. Actually, I do like Ready in some ways better because it's actually a faster mode than FT8. Not as fast as FT4 probably, but it's faster. It's a fast mode. The problem lately has been the participation level in the Ready contest, at least what I've seen, has not been as great. And that's a bummer because it is a good mode to play around with. Other than that, got my radio back yesterday from getting checked out and put that all together yesterday. So I'm back full operating. So worked good for me, at least. Other than that, I'll turn it back over to you. K1RA, W4RKU, back to that.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Well, congrats on getting the radio back. Hope that's all fixed and doing well. I know you and I have had some discussions about the VPN and the remote access to your remote station, so hope you're making progress with the new equipment and getting everything fine-tuned to your liking. And we'll look to hear you in the contest pileups. Ron, K3FR, good to see you at the breakfast. Looking forward to seeing some pictures and a short presentation on your latest updates to your indoor antenna setup. How you been doing from K1RA?
Okay. Hi, Andy and group. This is K3FR. Thank you for taking the net tonight, Andy, and best wishes for your dad and his recovery. I'm recovering also, but it's more likely just from a long weekend and getting back into the habits of weekly life here. Putting the final touches on my indoor coaxial mast and just playing around with the coax settings, or I should say the coax feeds to it, make sure everything turns safely and stabilize it in place. As far as what I'd like to do this year, I want to get some more CW in on the low bands. I also experiment a little bit more with my HF doublet in there up in the attic area and see if I can maybe get it to wind. Just want to try to get get things going through there. So we'll look forward to seeing everybody at the club meeting. All right, K3FR.
Okay, Ron, very good. Well, yeah, again, looking forward to your picture presentation and some of the trials and tribulations of building the new coaxial mast system. On some other antenna projects and getting on the air. Wish you luck with that. Stephen, AG4SR, over to you.
Good evening, everyone. Projects that I've been working on. So I've got a FT817 Yaesu QRP rig that's been giving me some trouble. I think it's going downhill. I took it over and looked at it with Andy, and it was originally having some issues on UHF, but I've been trying to see if I could use it on HF, and I don't even know if it's getting out on HF anymore at this point. So I'm going to have to do some digging and see if I can figure out what's not working on it and see if I can troubleshoot it myself, and if not, then see what I can do to get it repaired.
Hey, Steve. Well, first, congrats on 52 countries. Good start. I know you're HOA and somewhat limited there with antennas and power and all, so that's respectable for a good start. Hands have been in good shape, so enjoy it while you can. Really appreciate you standing up and taking the initiative to set up the group's IO, the Nova Meshtastic site. Just for those, the reason why doing that is we've started to have some interest outside of FARA in the Meshtastic mesh network, and to bring in that new influx of users and share what we have. We can't really give them access to the group's IO for FARA, since they're not members, and this is a means to kind of grow that group and have some lessons learned, repository for some pictures and documents that we use for initial setup, and hopefully just build a community. So please join in if you haven't. I believe Stephen sent out an email to our FARA group, and you should have it in there. We had Danny, KD4WLD in and out, Randy, WB7RAV, no comment, and KQ4NFY, who is in and out. Brings us to the bottom of our list. I guess I'll throw in my comments before a quick check for any other new check-ins. This year for me, my goal is to begin transmitting on the HF bands again. As many of you know, for a number of years now, I've been hosting, sponsoring some public web SDRs, and I've had a fair number of SWLs and hams, HOA or apartment restricted, using my station to listen in on nets, and been glad to offer that service. And to that extent, I, you know, really kind of kept that system running and didn't really put any time or effort into my transmit station. I've been doing some SDR skimming, wideband, look at the bands and monitoring FT8, FT4, interestingly, JS8 as well, Stephen. I'm now reporting on that. And Whisper and FST4W, and just feeding into PSK Reporter and watching propagation. But as the sunspot is peaking, it's time to start generating some RF and enjoying it before it goes all away in the next couple of years. So we'll see if I make any progress with that. More to follow. Pretty light check-in today. I'll go for any other new check-ins who would like to join us tonight. Please call K1RA now.
W4VFW.
W8BT.
Okay, very good. We've got Gordon, K7TRB. We've got Rob, W4VFW on Echolink in Tennessee. And Travis, W8BT. Well, let's start with you, Gordon. If you're just checking in, I guess the general question for the net is, what do you've got planned for the new year? Any challenges? Any goals? Station-wise, operating-wise, in the hobby. Otherwise, what have you been up to over the past week? Go ahead, from K1RA.
K1, earlier than the clocks are in 3.1 in red, you just click on that and it'll upgrade them. And of course, my goal is to get that tower up, and if I get shot down on that, I guess I'll go kill them at windmills or some other hobby. HOA is supposed to do a site visit this weekend, so we'll see what happens. That's about it for me. Back to that, K7TRB.
Okay, Gordon, very good. Well, yeah, we're all anxiously awaiting the outcome of the visit, and when you're going to break ground, of course, let us know if we can help. We're all got our fingers crossed that you get the Dream Tower up and get the antennas back up on it and get back on the air in a big way. By the way, just quick comment, you had a fair amount of hiss on your signal, and I couldn't tell if it was like a dirty microphone connection or maybe you're on an HT and just were in a null zone. 2.25 copy, heard everything you said, but a little bit of a fade there at a time. So anyway, just a point. Next on the list, same question for you, Rob. Otherwise, how you been doing? And hope you had a good new year. B4 VSFW, A1RA.
Well, thanks for running the net, picking me up. And may I ask, who's your father?
Oh, you've spoke with him many a time. It's my dad, K1 Hotel Tango Victor. He may be listening. He may be sleeping. But, yeah, he came down with COVID. He was okay on Sunday. Monday, he started going downhill. Reports aches and pains and muscles and a fever and a voice. So I dropped off some medicine for him today and spoke with him through the window. And, yeah, we're all wishing him well. Go ahead.
I was afraid you were going to tell me that. He's a good, kind man. And we have spoken often. As far as I'm concerned, I accomplished my 202-4 goal today. I, after fistless starts over the past year, I have completely remodeled my radio room. Now all my radios are front and center. I have 4 HF transceivers and some VHF, UHF stuff. They're right in front of me. I can see them. My amplifier is right there out of the way, but working fine. I did an extensive rewiring. And life is just ducky. I did well, even though it was in fits and starts. And I'm very happy with my, after 20 years in that room, new shack now. Okay, that's all I've got. Give my very best to your dad. And I'm Robin Irwin, W4VFW.
Okay, Rob, very good. Well, thanks for the well wishes for my dad. I'll pass that along if he's not listening. Looking at your QRZ page, I guess it's time to update your shack picture. It dates back to 2008, so 15 years ago, and you said you've been in there for me. So time for a nice high-resolution pic, so next time you come on, we can all gander at the new layout. I've been through that process before, and I know it's hard to do. All the wires and cabling and it's no fun, but it's nice when it's all over and you can sit down and operate. So I wish you a fun operating more in the new year and the new setup. Down at the bottom of the list, Travis W8BT, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, Andy, and all on the net. This is W8BT. First, I'll say Happy New Year to everyone. It's not too late, and my best wishes for Rich's speedy recovery. As far as the new year, my first job is to get the K3 put back together. I currently have 5 modules out of it right now, and I'm awaiting 2 more to put back into it. So got a lot of work to do here. Hopefully get that all done before the January VHF contest. And after that, maybe get a tower in the ground, but there's maybe a lot of changes coming up around here, so we'll have to see where that falls. It may not go where I thought it was going to go. So, I don't know. Hoping for a great new year. Anyway, that's about it for me. This is W8BT back to net.
Hey, Travis. Well, I know my dad would be happy to see that tower planted in the ground and grow 40 feet. I know you had some issues with a tree stump in the way, and you had a plan and a place to put it. But as you said, it sounds like there might be some changes on the property. So look forward to hear more from you in the weeks to follow, and when the weather hopefully gets a little bit warmer and more conducive to tower building. And sorry to hear about your K3. I have five modules out. It just boggles my mind that you've dug in that deep. I guess you'll have to fill us in a little later on what the issue was and what the reasoning was, or on a recheck. So at the bottom of the list, I'll take a call for any new check-ins or rechecks. Any new check-ins or rechecks for our net tonight? This is K1RA. Call now.
W8BT recheck. Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo.
Okay, net acknowledges W8BT is a recheck and SIM KD4REE. Was there anybody else wishing to check in? Please call now. Okay, I guess not. Let's take.
Yeah, I think I got a cold from my dad, so I keep my comments short. And I got a headache, but yeah, next week I'll go to the lung specialist and maybe I'll get a diagnosis then. As far as ham radio goes, my wire for the counterpoise for my VHF, the Whisper transmitter arrived, and I have it set up, but I can't see the results because the whisper.net website is down, or whispernet.org. Although yesterday I did see somebody in Arizona heard me on 17 meters, I believe, and PSK reporter said someone heard me on, in Brazil heard me on HF as well, so it looks like I'm getting out more with the counterpoise, and I only stretched the wire out for about 10 feet. I'll do the rest later. I have about 20 more feet of wire still coiled up. That's all I have. Back to you, Andy, from KD4REE.
Okay, Sam, well, congratulations on getting the Whisper transmitter on the air. I did a quick search of my skimming station that looks at all bands 600 meters through 6 meters, and unfortunately I've not seen you yet. So hopefully when you get the rest of the antennas coiled out, might have a better chance of hearing you on one of the low HF bands. And then recheck, W8BT, go ahead.
Hey, Eddie, I just wanted to clarify there. The five modules are just out because I'm doing two upgrades. I'm doing the KXB3 transverter module with a better preamp to the KXB3B. So I'm exchanging that. I did get confirmation. Larry K6RO received that yesterday. And I do have some pins to fix on the 100-watt amplifier inside of it. And I'm also treating myself to adding the general coverage KBPF3 module to it. So, and I'll also fix some more amplifier power pins when I remove the bottom panels. So, just a little bit of work to do, but I hope I should be able to get all that done by the January VHF contest. So at least be on, mainly on 6, but maybe a little bit on 2 as well. W8BT, back to
me. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad it wasn't a failure. I thought maybe something went awry. It was a need for repair, but good deal on the upgrades. Yeah, those are some great upgrades to us add or supply to the K3. And I'm sure you will enjoy having those in there. Make VHF a little more integrated. Good deal on that. And I know my dad's got a new K3. He's looking to move over to VHF, UHF, integrate, and make his 6-meter and up station. Not sure how I've done before the contest, but as you're kind of both in the same boat, I guess. Okay, so that brings us to the bottom of our list, and there being no further check-ins or comments, this concludes the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Thank you all for participating this evening. If you have questions or comments on tonight's net, or the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, or becoming a licensed radio amateur operator, please send an email to Faranet, that's F-A-R-A-N-E-T, at W4VA.org, and you will receive a prompt reply. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of the net. I will hop over to our 70-centimeter repeater and do a quick roll call for anybody wishing to check out their UHF equipment tonight on our FARA repeater on 442.250. And PL is this repeater. This is K1RA returning the repeater to normal use. Good night.
Node K1RA disconnected.